a couple over here. Our sister in Christ, Bobby Barnett, asked us to pray over their Be Our Guest event. She's with Branch 15 in Clinton. Ask us to pray for over their Be Our Guest event and over the board meeting today and tomorrow. They're going to be voting on their strategic planning and the budget approvals for Western Oklahoma specifically. And then let's continue to pray for Joe Pyatt, who's still in Oklahoma City. The doctors are not sure what or why he is retaining fluid in his lungs. And then praise report, they found Riker yesterday. We prayed for Riker this week, who had been missing for like 2 weeks. He's 25 years old, and he left the house, and his mom, they put out a missing persons report and everything, and they found him safe yesterday. So God. He's back home with his mom and them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for that, Lord.
Amen. Well, Father God, we thank you for this particular board meeting that's taking place on today and tomorrow, and the voting that's going to be taking place for the planning of things for Western Oklahoma. And so we pray, God, that you would be the guest. You be the guest in the meeting, Lord. You be the one that would encourage the people to vote in the way that they need to vote, that will be bring forth the good for the people of Western Oklahoma. You be that person there that will be encouraging by the Holy Spirit, encouraging people to do right by what is to be said and what is to be done in this area of Oklahoma. And we thank you for it. We pray for Brother Joe Pyatt, God, as you see what has been going on, Lord, with his lungs and Lord, and with his body. You know why the fluid is there, God. And so, God, I ask you just to cause it just to dissipate. Whatever is causing it to be there, Lord, hit the root cause and cause it to not be there. Lord, dry it up. Let only the fluid that needs to be there, God. We pray, Lord, that you would touch his body in a special way. Give wholeness in his body, God. Make him every bit whole. Father God, I pray for our pastor as well, Apostle Lindell Brown, for the health issues that he's been having as of the past month or so too, God. I pray that you would touch him in a special way and bring healing, bring wholeness all throughout every system of his body, Lord, that just seems to be not functioning like it should, God. I pray that you would cause every part to function, to line up with the very word of God, and to make him every bit whole, God. Regulate his insulin level as well. Regulate that, God. Give him relief from whatever pain that he may have been experiencing. Give him stamina and energy, vitality, for what he needs, God. And give him a time to rest and to recuperate so that his body can be healed and made whole. And we surely thank you for it. We thank you, Lord God, for the praise report. Because you are a God that hears, and you're a God that answers prayer. And so we thank you for this young man being found and being found alive and well. And we pray for him, Lord, that you would do whatever is needed in his life. Make provision for him for whatever he stands in need of. And we give you the praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like some custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635. Joshua's Crossing Ministries is located right here at the Promise Center in Elk City.
The Refuge Church is now located at New Liberty at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sarah, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey. They have Sunday school at 10 a.m. Sunday worship starts at 10:45. Sunday evening prayer starts at 5 and Bible study at 6. Wednesday Bible study and youth group start at 7. For more information, you can contact Pastor Powerhouse Tammy at 580-729-0956. Stay tuned. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. Guidelines establish the boundaries of your life. They don't determine where you go, but they do determine where you end up. They help you slow down when everything else says speed up. They help you think before you say. There are no shortcuts to real success. Guidelines help to navigate you from where you are to where you want to be. Boundaries don't limit you, they protect you.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
You know you need to get your oil changed, but you keep putting it off because your day is already too busy, and you don't want another interruption. We want to do something about that. Barber Dyson Ford will come get your vehicle, service it, and bring it back to you. At work, at home, anywhere. You don't even have to think about it. Just keep doing what you're doing, and we'll take care of the rest. No interruptions. Barber Dyson Ford, Elk City, only at BarberDysonFord.net. Let us make your life a little bit easier.
We are back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power. Our guest for today is our beautiful sister in Christ, Miss Melanie Randall. Her title for today is Fear No Evil.
Back to you, sister. All righty, let's go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. I'm going to read verses 1 through 5 there. 2 Thessalonians 3, beginning at verse 1. Finally, I love the way the scriptures start off, you know. It's like it gives you either a sense of now, this is the final, this is the ultimate thing, or suddenly, you know, this is right at hand now. And I mean, it's like it causes you to just immediately jump right into that place. Okay, I'm capturing this right now, you know. But anyway, it says, finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may run swiftly and be glorified just as it is with you, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for not all have faith. But the Lord is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one. And we have confidence in the Lord concerning you, both that you do and will do the things we command you. Now may the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God, and to the patience of Christ. And the next passage talks about idleness. I'm not going to read that, but it talks about idleness. And it, so it lets you know that this is not a time for us to just sit idle, be idle-minded. I've always heard through, you know, whoever it was, mother, grandmother, whoever, that the idle mind is the devil's workshop. You know, this is not a time, people of God, to sit just idle and not knowing, you know, what do I need to do? You know, just giving the devil space because you are not thinking on the things of God. The scripture says we're to set our affections on things above and not on things on the earth. For ye are dead and our life is hid with Christ in God. And so, you know, let's get our minds elevated to the things of God. This scripture passage lets us know that God is faithful and he is able to establish us and to guard us from the evil one. He's not a God that's, you know, not that's not capable of some things. He's capable of all things. God is capable to keep us and he's capable to guard us. He's capable to let us know when the evil one comes to trip us up. We don't have to be caught off guard and fall into a trap. And see, and this comes when you are setting your affection on things above. When you start drawing nigh to God, and when you start finding yourself really getting more and more into the things of God, and this comes through you really reading your word more. It comes through you fasting, because fasting, I'm telling you, the body wants to always eat and always, the body always wants to taste those goody things, you know. But believe you me, when you're fasting, your spirit starts excelling towards the things of God. And when you start finding yourself honing in like a pigeon on the things of God, then you find yourself being alert to what's going on in the spiritual realm. See, you find yourself being alert to what's happening around you, and the enemy's not so easily to get you. But when you go around just eating all the time, eating your I'm not saying that, you know, you got to just stop eating all, you know, all of a sudden. But I'm just saying, if you go around eating breakfast, lunch, dinner, you snacks all in between and everything, and all your mind is doing is on eating, sitting down, get your recreation time. Where is your spiritual soul going when you're doing all that? When that's what, your 3/4 of your time, or maybe even more than that. Maybe that's 90% of your time, and then 10% is given to God. Well, you can't expect to be spiritually in tune when the 90% is in tune with the other, with the world. And so we've got to get ourselves spiritually aligned with the things of God. This is where God has me, people of God, to encourage the body of Christ. Get in alignment with God so that we won't be caught off guard when the enemy comes, okay? Because the enemy is steadily coming and bringing all kind of devastation and stuff. And some things we know will happen. Let me go to this last scripture, Hebrews 10, because I want us to realize something here. Hebrews 10, and this is verses 36, I believe. I've got marked here. Oh, maybe it's not 10. Maybe it's let me go on here. It's 11. Sorry about this, because dealing with the chapter of faith. Hebrews 11. See, the enemy always wants me to get off with my scriptures too. He does that too. He's always trying to get me the wrong scripture so y'all can't get the word that you need to get. All righty. I'm going to start, instead of going to 36, I'm going to start a little bit earlier. Let's go to 32. And what more shall I say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah, also of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of The weakness were made strong, became valiant in battle, turned to flight, the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again. That passage shows you how God delivers from. Now get me, he delivers from situations. And he is a God that can do all of that and has done all of that. And he continues to do that in our lives. See, God has a purpose and a plan for what he does. So whatever is working towards his purpose is what he will do, you know, accordingly for that purpose. And so if the thing that's working for his purpose is for you to be escaping the edge of the sword and to you to be, you know, valiant in the victor in battle, receiving your victory without being cut off, then that's God's purpose. But if God's purpose is for you to go through, then that's going to transpire too. But at the same time, whichever way it goes, whether you're walking, when you're walking through the valley of the shadow of death, God's going to be with you, whether he delivers you from or through. See, that's what you got to know. What's important is that God is with you. What's important is that he is enough. Now, the other passage here, right after that scripture, this is part of verse 35. It says, others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. Still others had trials of mockings and scourgings, yes, and of chains and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn in two, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains and dens and caves of the earth. You know, that's hard to receive. But if that is the path that God allows you to go through, he will take you through. He will take you through. And you will get to the other side in victory. And the other side means that you will be out of this world, experience the ultimate victory. And see, I had to read that. I had to read that because it's in the Bible. You know, I can't do like some people. They just read the happy, glad passages and skip over the other. I have to read both sides of it, people of God. And those of you that's not people of God, I'm praying that you do become a saint of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because we don't have much time to be just being idle-minded. We got to make a decision. There's a passage I just read here, not today, but in my own time reading, where it talks about the harvest is past, the summer has ended, and we are not saved. We don't want to be there. We don't want to be in the end still not being saved because we didn't want to go through or we didn't want to experience some things. We want to be able to say that for God I live, for God I die. I'm serious as I can be about that this morning. We got to know in our hearts that whatever transpires, God is with us. We're a land over here, a nation that's got open borders. Well, when the borders were closed, he was God. And though the borders are open, he's still God. And yes, there's terrorist sleeper cells here in this country, but God is still God. I want you to get this. Jesus is enough for us. And whatever his purpose and plan is for our lives, he can deliver us from, and he can deliver us through. And so I want you to take this message and don't walk around in fear. Don't feel like you got to be, you know, sitting with in your house all closed up. No, still, I still get out. I'm back from my vacation, and I've only been to Elk Lake twice but because of other things. But I still get out and get my pictures. I can't cower in fear because we got open borders. I can't do that. Because then I'm going to miss getting something that God wants me to help somebody with in a picture. See, this is what we got to see. We're here to use our gifts to minister, the scripture says, to one another. And so we've got to do, we got to occupy till Jesus comes. This is what I'm giving you. Keep, fear no evil. God is with us. And we're going to occupy till Jesus gets us out of here. I would love to go a certain way. I would love to be in a service singing my heart out on the praise and worship team. And then the rapture take place. I would love to go that way. I'm serious. That would be my ultimate way, one of my ultimate ways to go. Or I could be outside taking a picture of an eagle and then just fly on off too. You know, that would be all right too, you know. But however God, you know, whatever his purpose and plan is for my life in that, I just want him to be with me. I want to go with God with me. I don't want to go without God being with me. Lord, have mercy. I've got to have God with me. Praise the Lord. I got this little, my little outfit on and on the back of this, this jacket, it says, normal isn't coming back, but Jesus is. Yes, that's what's on there. It says, normal isn't coming back. Jesus is. I almost feel like getting up, turning around so y'all can see that. Can I do that?
Yeah. Come on, sister. Show us.
So let's get ready, saints. We are soldiers. And we gonna march on and be what God calls us to be. I love each and every one of you. God bless you.
Amen. Some good word, y'all. I don't know about you, but that was some good bread. You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all. And you already know I'm gonna say it again. This is the most powerful hour of my day. For myself, Monica Lovell, from the beautiful Tina Dobbs, and from our beautiful sister, Miss Melanie Randall, y'all have a blessed day, and we will see you next time. Stay tuned for the Truth Broadcast.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere.